Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Chavav. So Mishnah begins, Kol Hayom Kosher. Each day, the whole day is kosher, which means that Mishnah is going to list a number of mitzvahs that are required during the day. And the whole Yom, from Netzach Hama on, as we said in the Mishnah earlier, the mitzvah is, you can do the mitzvah the entire day. And of course the question is, what's the Chiddush? Why can't you do the mitzvah the entire day? It says the Kabbin Eda, the Alpha Gaf, the Kaimelon, the Gemara Pesachim, Zerizim Adimim, the mitzvahs of Yochid Kol Yom Kosher. So according to what the Kabbin Eda explains, that the that even though Zerizim Adimim, which we think that's a requirement, to do it in the morning early, the beginning, and after that, if you don't do it, it's no good. The Mishnah is not telling you no, that the whole day is kosher. Yes, there is a mitzvah, Zerizim Adimim. That's the preferred way to do it. We learn that from Avinu. However, Lamaisa, the Etzem mitzvah itself is permitted, is mutter the entire day. What are the examples? Kriyas HaMegillah, which says Kriyas HaMegillah, which we already established before, is B'yom V'Laila, has to be in the day. And the Kriyas Hallel, Hallel, the mitzvah of Hallel and Yom Tov, Kriyas Shofar, Kriyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, and Yovel, Kriyas Lulav, and Sukkis, or Tfilas HaMusafim, and Tfilas Musaf, Musafim, and for the carbon Musaf itself, that a person has to bring, a Musaf, we have the Tfilas Musaf and Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Talmud Beis HaMikdash, we had the carbon Musaf that you had to bring. These things again, Kol Hayom, Zerizim Makdimim, but Kol Hayom is mutter to do with Vidui Parim, and also for the Vidui of the Parim, the Katak of the Parim for the Kohen Gadol, or the Sanhedrin that made a mistake, did something wrong, there's a special carbon that they have to bring. And Mameila, that's also Mitzvah Kol Hayom, and the says the carbon Eida, Vidu Aparim, Parelim Dovash Al Tzibur, Kol Mashuach, they do Vidui, sins that they did, and they bring a special carbon, and it has to be Ba'ad Biabeso for themselves, and that has to be Biyamamehi. The Pasuk says, Ki Bayoim Azeh Yechaper Lechem. It says Bayoim, therefore has to be the day. Again, the same thing the whole day, these Kabanos can be brought the entire day, even though, again, Mitzvah Zerizim is Makdimim, but this is what the Mishnah says. And further, Vidu Maiser. Mishnah continues with more category of other things. Vidu Maiser, Vidu Yom Kippur, the Vidu Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to do Vidu Yom Kippur. Usmicha, and for the Usmicha on the Karbanos. And the Smicha on the Karbanos, for some Yadu Arosha Ola. There's a mitzvah to do a Smicha on the animal, on the carbon. And it's a mitzvah again the whole day. The Mishnah explained, the Gemara explained where we see it from. Shechita and sekting the animal, trufa, waving the animal, lagosha, bringing it to the mitzvah, the kmitza, doing the kmitza, laktara, burning it, the melika of the bird, of the pinching of the bird that we do, have to be done, for the carbon of the bird, the azia, for sprinkling of the blood, lashkaza sota, giving the water to the sota to drink, the arifas egla, cutting off the head of the egla arufa. If a purifying the mitzvah, again, these are all things the Torah, each one says the law that has to be done. These are all mitzvahs hayom, and they have to be done to be yom. And the says again, Aziah says the kavod, Aziah's parman esrafim. Again, it says the kamek is all called Aziah, all these things that need mitzvah in the day, and the same thing that has to be done as well, that mitzvah in the Torah to do. And how do we know the Shkeh Sota? Says again, the Moshe explains, Torah says, also, La Kohen has called Torah Azos, Ma Mishpah B'yom of Kam B'yom, just like Mishpah today, the Sanhedrin only Paskin, Bezin gets the Sanhedrin gets together B'yom. So too, here it's B'yom, and same with Torah Samitzairah, the Mishnah ends, same thing, Zosia Torah Samitzairah, B'yom Tarasso. So all these things are mitzvahs B'yom, and a mitzvah on the whole day to do so any time during the day called Yom. That's the Kiddush of the Mishnah. And the Gemara doesn't explain all these different things where we see it's B'yom. The Mishnah is telling us, goes to one by one. Where do we see the source of all these mitzvahs? Says the Mishnah, the Gemara, Kol Yom HaKadosh L'Megillah, everything comes from Megillah. Where do we see it from the Yom? The Ksiv, Ayoyim HaShem Shibru Ayivim L'Shlot Behem. The day that the Shibru Ayivim, that the enemies went ahead and they oived that the enemies of the Jews, Marissa expected that Kaiser was going to go ahead and beat them and take a revenge on them. But mainly, therefore, they thought they're going to beat the Yidden that day, the day of Haman's Gezerah, and instead the Jews, the Yidden, prevailed and turned around and beat the enemies. So mainly, it's Dafka to be Sumi Anisa, but Sumi Anisa is Dafka be Yom. And therefore, it has to be done today. It should be done dafka today. And therefore, It's again the day kolayom, but it's the a whole day, and it can be done any time. Even though again, reason makdimim, but it's the day that this particular day, the shayishlu ayudim heim benaseim napachu, special simcha that day is turned around exactly what they thought they would do. They thought they would destroy, instead they were destroyed. That's beyond. Look at how this is the day, again, Lashon Yom, Pasuk in Tehillim, the first of the day that you have to celebrate. The day is the whole day, from the beginning, Mibizrach Shemesh, Alavol, Shemabi, I said already in the Bukmar before, as a day. Mikra Shoifer, Yom Tru Yilachem, Yom Tru Yilachem is the day of the Trua, should be a day of Trua. Maran says, Nitiyas Yula, so it says Nitiyas Yula, Viksiv, Kaktam Lachem, Yom HaRishon, should be Yom HaRishon. Again, the same thing with Yom, at least one has Yom. Tfilas Musaf and Musaf, Ksebi Yom Zavaz with Ben Yisrael, the day command be Yom, the Lashon Yom has to be in that day. So it's Torah's Olu Mincha, the Chatos Lo Hashem, has to be done on that day. And Mela, therefore, it's the Chiyav is a day, any time during the day is permitted. All these things, different avodas, will be Yom. What do we see? It's at Yom. The day that Bnei Yisrael is mitzvah, all should be done during the day. Again, to see the Lashon Yom, that everything should be done in the day. And Memeila, therefore, it's all Torah says very clearly by all of them, Lashon Yom, that it should be brought up on that day. And the Kameda goes to Barichas, which each one separately, that they're all Tzarkei Kabbana, they're all Tzarkei Akrava, no, not Mefurish in the Pasuk B'yom, but since they're all part of that Akrava, and the Torah says clearly the Akrava's B'yom, these are all included in that Sugya of Yani Akrava, that all should be brought up during the day. Yom Tzavos Ben Israel. So like I said, the same thing applies to all these sources, all these things together B'yom, all these things are brought up in the day, that requires any time during the day, it would be permitted to be able to bring them up anytime during the day. So that's the Mishnah Vayta. Mishnah says, another Mishnah. Mishnah that Kalach said it can be done anytime during the day. What about things at night? When are they supposed to be done at night? At night when we have a mitzvah of Ksira Sa'imer, the whole night is mutter. Now again, it's not dafka one at any time, but any time of the night is mutter. Hector Club, my Rebbe, burning the fats and the limbs. Also, it was a din of night the whole time. There's no specific man at night. Whenever the things that the Torah Mishnah gives you a rule, anything that are klal, it's a rule that that includes as well. Now, what's usually that klal is being koilel. Other things are included. We'll see in the Gemara, the other mitzvahs as well, that the Mishnah doesn't mention, which are also mitzvahs at night. And the same thing applies anytime during the night, that just like the day during the day, so too at night. Anything that's a night, the entire night is permitted. This, even though again, the same thing we had by the Korban Pesach, is supposed to be eaten at night. So Chachamim said ad chatzos, because we don't want you to go later. We're afraid they're going to go later, but otherwise, in a chanami, everything is permitted. But Ikar Adin is permitted the entire night. Zaklal Lasuya, what's it coming to include? Cedar Shnei Bzichi Levoina says the Korban Eda Los Melechem upon him. It's also a night of Oda. Mishnah doesn't say it. So Zaklal includes case even the mitzvahs Belaila that are not included in the Mishnah. And what's Kasher Kala Laila? Lasuya Chilas Pesachim She Kasher Kala Laila. Come on, we see Lahachlik Yod Man Avera do back at Sos, but it includes again all mitzvahs that to do at night. That mitzvahs Kala Laila, just like mitzvahs Yom is Kala Yom, mitzvahs Laila is Kala Laila as well. So the Gemara Kala Laila Kasher Shes Omer. The whole night is Kasher to Sfiras Omer. The whole night comes for counting the Omer is the entire night. Just like Ksiras Omer was the whole night, we don't have Ksiras Omer today. We do the counting. So just like the Ksiras Omer is Kala Laila, so therefore we have Sfarta Lechem Melachas HaShabbos, the counting also is done Kala Laila. It's also permitted the entire night. Says the Pnei Moshe, Kala Sfiras Omer, Kshem Sfiras Kasha Laila, just like Ksira, the Mishnah says Kasha Laila, the Sfira is also considered Kala Laila as well. The whole night you can count until the morning. Dr. Mar. Mara says, where do we see this from? Amar of Yechanan. The Rabbi Lezer Shimon, this ruling that we have, the halacha of counting the Omer entire night, it's Rabbi Lezer, son of Rav Shimon, who says the Ksiras Omer is the night, and you can't do it in the day. So too, Ksiras Omer is the day, you can't do it at night. Mashenkein, my cloak is a Rebbe, who says, no, you can even do it on a day, so could we be able to count Sfirin in a day? The question is, the one wants to know, why do we follow here Elizabeth of Shimon over Rebbe? Why do we reason why? When you begin to count, that's when you begin to do reap the Omek Elixir, that's when you begin to count. So the counting has to come after the Ksira. So therefore, just like the counting, Ksira is at night. So therefore, the Ksira also is at night, the same thing as well. So as Rabbi Shimon clearly says, that that's the Zman. So we see that the Zman of Ksira is at night, so Ksira is also at night, Mutter the entire night. But a person went out of Chutz L'Tchum, Yerushalayim, when it was still daytime to go ahead and to collect the barley. Since when it came dark, he would immediately begin Ksiras HaOmer after Lechavin. Is it possible for them to go ahead in the Becheshbin that therefore is exactly the moment of the kin? We don't know exactly when at night. So it won't be, how can you say when night begins? He went out during the day. Before, how do you know exactly at the exact moment when night starts? Therefore the whole night is going to be kosher. Since we can't give exactly when, we allow the whole night to do it. So therefore same thing, Rebbe says the whole night you can go by day. The counting is not the same as then. Rebbe agrees in the Kanami. Counting has to be done at night, but Ksira could be done during the day. So we have a Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas Tanoim is only on the Ksira. Is a contrary. Elazar Rav Shimon has to be done the Ksira all night, not during the day. Rebbe says even that day you could do Ksira, but Sfira, even Rebbe, everyone agrees that Sfira has to be done dafke at night. You can't do Ksira at night. So it's a carbonate to explain that the. If you look at Bitmap, he actually lachav and lachtem or shalik, make it later. Vadikal lachtem kosher. Ben lachsiru ben sfiru. Therefore, he says ben ekonami. Ben sfiru ben sfiru the whole night is kosher. And Rebbe would say that they would agree with that. That they said that lachsiru is even mutter even afterwards. Because the Shimon holds no. During the day, everything is only at night. And at night, ksira and sfira are going to be usher if it's going to be going into the day. So up to Gemara, we have a brisa, the chayre, that agrees with Elazar Shimon. We have a brisa in Tosefta, Imakrim Kimichas Oimer, Kohen went ahead and brought the carbon mincha, Mikas Oimer, Nitmas Biado, and it became tummy while it was in his hand. So I said, what do you do in such a case? Oimer, you say the Mufa, if this is tummy, if you're not chayre, you tell him to bring another one. Another one, which is Torah, that didn't become tummy. The one that's in his hand is no good, but the one that's not tummy that he could bring another ones. So therefore, you bring up your tummy now. You could bring in a state of tumah. You could bring carbon C, but you could bring in a state of tumah. So you could bring the new carbon out, the new oimer. That's not tummy. But if there's no other malach, there's only body that you have is tummy. There's no other oimer to bring except the tumah. We tell him be wise and be quiet and bring it up, even though it's tummy. Don't even say, bring up the carbon seber, even in the state of tumah, without, with ay lamaisa. Why can you tell them that you're tumah, you bring it up because you have nothing else? We don't want the Gemara to explain. We don't want you to do that because maybe we'll think you could bring up kabbanos in a tumah that people don't know. People think you could bring up kabbanos when you're tumah. Stam kabbanos. Say for Zerabi, pika for shashos. Says Zerabi, don't tell it. Don't say, just bring it up, but don't say anything. And don't say your tummy. In all cases, we tell my because all time we tell him that. Because an oimer, bring up an oimer is brought up not in the proper way is not considered good. Since lamaisa, you can't bring any replacement. But may the use the come because there's no real replacement. You can't really replace it. Says Rosh Hashanah. It's not mitzvaso. It's belayla, and if not today, and if you did, it's too late. It's eight mitzvah. It doesn't. It's no good. You can't use it. So therefore, bring up even the tamei because it's bad. It's not really a good carbon tamei anyway. It can't go. That's the brisa shita that you can do it. So you see that the brisa holds that if you bring it up and you don't bring it up in that day, like Lucas, Elazar Shimon, and Rebbe, whether it's considered good or not. Rebbe says you can bring it up in the next day. And Elazar Shimon said, no, at night you didn't have it. You don't have a good tamei. It's no good. You can't bring it up. So the Gemara, Savrei Elazar Shimon, you know, Mebala Melia. Gemara Elazar would come only going to bring it up for only produce that's stored that was from the day before. Because that was done before. That because Lamaisa, if you can do it on that day, the fresh ayimah from the day of Tesvav ayimah, you can't do that. It's no good for the carbon ayimah. You have to bring it only before. So the carbon comes out. Realize Bar Shimon holds ain't ayimah by that melayia. Only from what's stored away, what's already stored away and prepared for it. Says the carbon ayimah and atvula munachas baliyah. Being on ksiu l'shem ayimah, you have to do l'shem ayimah. So therefore, you did it. It has to be that you cut it l'shem ayimah because you have nothing else, no other ones to do, and it's stored away. That's the only ones you can bring. That's the way only Rosh Hashem would only one we hold that you're allowed to bring it up in that way. So the Gemara says, where do we see Taka's true? Where's the Makor where we see that Daf get night after that you can't bring it up? Rabbi Yerikon and Rabbi Shmuel Shimon, Shita Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shabbat. He has Rabbi Shita holds the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, the father, the teacher, the Rebbe of his father, Rabbi Shimon. We know that Rabbi Shimon Echoy was one of the five Talmidim Rabbi Kiva, and Lezer is there, so he quoted. He's quoting his father's Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva. We learned the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. Time we learned the Mishnah. We learned the Masechta Shabbos. Being over the dinner of Shabbos. If I may read, come like a Shabbos. Let's open the Shabbos. Ain't no kosher Shabbos. Any milchah you could do erev Shabbos. You do before, it's not Tokah Shabbos. So therefore, things like Makshire Mila, things like that, that you can prepare before, is not going to be Dokah Mila Shabbos. Like Mila, is only on the eighth day. That's Tokah Shabbos. So Mela, since the reaping Katsira Sa'imer does not override Shabbos, but Mela, if it comes down to Shabbos, you can't do it. So Mar said you can't do it, Biyasir. So if you can't do it, then it's not Mina'ikr. If it's not Mina'ikr, it's not going to be over Shabbos. Memela, therefore, because you do it before Shabbos. You see that, therefore, Ksira Sa'imah does not override Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva. Memela, therefore, it's not going to be essential. Not essential. Memela, therefore, it's not going to be good for Karban Omer. You won't be able to bring it. Says the Enu Dukh is a Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel says a Karban Eidah. Since Ksira Sa'imah, Vadi Dukh is a mitzvah Dukh is a Shabbos, you think maybe you can mitzvah so kosher. So it said, no, if you don't have it that night, you can't do it in the exact right time, it's not going to be Dukh. Enu Dukh, it's not going to become. It's not going to be Dukh Shabbos. So Mar says, basically, according to Rabbi Akiva, the way Rabbi Elazar Rishim is quoting him, therefore, the Maisa, the only time we have Dukh mitzvah is if only it can be done, it has to be done on Shabbos. You can't do anything else, like Mila, for example. But anything else that could be done before Shabbos, Abakshiri Mila, things of that nature, in the case of the Ayyim and the Ksira Sa'imer, it's not going to be Dukh Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if that's the Chari, the Shita, Rabbi Akiva, it's Akasha. Learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus, Rosh Hashanah, Maisav Yavi Yosem Zazuk. Happened one time, there were more than 40 pairs of Eidim that came to on Shabbos to go ahead to testify that there was a new moon. Akiva stopped him and looked, he held him back. Well, I, the Maisa, we know that the testimony, they, giving Eidus HaChodesh, it does override Shabbos, is like a Shabbos. We didn't allow it here because, therefore, they didn't need their Eidus, because it was so clear to see the moon, says the Mishnah, that therefore they didn't need 40 pairs of witnesses to come to Mechal Shabbos, to travel on Shabbos, to be made on the new moon, because it was done without them. We knew it without them. We could see it without them. We don't need their testimony. So he didn't let them do it. So Gemara means actually Azuk with 40 numbers. But there was only one pair of Edom. He would allow them to come. He would not have stopped them in Lud. He would have let them come. He didn't need 40, but let them come. See, so big holes that in a Konami, that Edus Achodesh, which could be that it'll make a difference, even though it's not Vade, maybe they won't accept it, but since they could come to testify, maybe the Sanhedrin will not accept their testimony. They said what they saw was wrong when they questioned them. Halacha still is Dukh Shabbos. So again, you see over here, there's a holes that Edom could be Dukh Shabbos, even though it's not 100% Vade. And yet we say over here that Lagabe, the moon, yeah, Lagabe, any other mitzvah we say that's not essential for Shabbos, it's not Dukh Shabbos, but Cheret is Rabbi Stephen Rabbi Akiva. Wait, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shemin understands Rabbi Akiva that only Vaday, something like Mila, except is Dukh Shabbos, anything else is not Dukh Shabbos. And over here we see over here that it is Dukh Shabbos, even though maybe it's not essential, because maybe the Aedis won't be even Makabel. Maybe we won't accept their Aedis. So the Chayyim, it's a stira in what Rabbi Akiva's position is, according to Elazar Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says, no, let's see the Machlokes. Ksiras Hayoyim, the Gabi Ksiras Hayoyim, what do you do, how do you treat it? Ksiras Halayla. We look at his Ksiras Hayoyim, it's as if it's Ksiras Halayla. As if it's Ksiras Halayla. So right now, like we're moving on to Rabbi Shita, we don't have the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, we don't have the Shita of Elazar Rav Shimon that we don't have. We have a kasha, how we understand Rabbi Akiva's psak. But over here, Ksiras Hayom, we say, my beloved, what do you do with it? Ksiras Halayla, it's like Ksiras Halayla. Oh, my beloved, we say it comes Aliyah. What's Ksiras Hayom, according to Rabbi? Does it mean, is it like Ksiras Halayla, which is mamish the mitzvah Shabbat, the same mitzvah night and day, the same mitzvah? Maybe it's saying it comes Aliyah. It's not the same mitzvah. And we look at it like what? Like it comes min Aliyah. That it comes from the produce that's put away, and that's that, like, make your adin, that's the best way to do it. What is Rabbi Shita? So you might try, how do we explain? And if we understand Rabbi Shita, we have a better understanding what the Machlokes is Rabbi Elazar Bashimin is of. So you might say, it's intimate Ksiras HaLaila. If you tell me, let's understand. If you tell me it's like Ksiras HaLaila, that the day is like at night, it's good light. You find there have said, how the Polo Gaben Rabbi Elazar Bashimin, that the only Machlokes, Elazar Bashimin and the Chachamim, is only so we limit the machlokes tanoim of the brayson to one machlokes. The Rebbe holds, like the Rabbanan hold, which is Rebbe, the Ksiras Yom is like same as Ksiras Halayla, the same mitzvah, the Ikur mitzvah. No, only at night is the mitzvah. The Yom is not the mitzvah. That's the machlokes I disagree on. As both agree, however, Menaliyah is vadeh no good. So the Gemara says, that's the machlokas. The Gemara says, no, maybe I'll tell you that it's a, no, we have a different shita. Maybe I'll tell you, no, the other way. Intim, the other side of the shayla. In Toma, Bebam and Aliyah. Maybe I'll tell you really, both Rebbe and Mut agree that, but that the yom is like Aliyah, like putting it in the attic. Ashkazom, you'll find, then we have two machlokas in Tanoim. Tartin plignim, bin Rilaz Rav Shimon Rabbanan. Number one, Rabbanan, not seriously, yom, seal, alayla. Abanam is anxious al yom. He said, "No, mitzvah yom is it like laila or not?" And the second makolikas is Abanam said, "Ben aliyah kosher." Rabbi, all you bring the store from the attic that's considered good for a korban ayimer. And Rabbi Zerushim knows, "Ben aliyah pasul is not good. You have to bring only the fresh ksira that you cut now. Ben aliyah is no good. You can't that you store it away is not going to be good." So we have a makolikas, two makolikas tanoim. If you learn the second side of the shita, so the chayra, which is it? Is it one makolikas tanoim or is it two makolikas tanoim? Gemara, boy, the Lishta, the Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila as to which way do we go, which way do we determine the Shita of the Rabbanon, Shita of Rebbe, whether it turns into a two Machlokas between the Rav Shimon and Rav Shimon, or one Machlokas, the Gemara is not Makriya. We'll stop over here.